All right, now listen, kids. There's some things we need to put into context for you. You see, a man puts his penis into a woman's vagina for both love and pleasure. But sometimes the woman lays on top of the man, facing the other way, so that they can put each other's genitals in their mouths. This is called 69ing, and it's normal.
See, boys, a woman is sensitive in her vagina, and it feels good to have a man's penis inside of it.
That's right, but sometimes a woman chooses to use other things. Telephones, staplers, magazines. It's because the nerve endings in the vagina are so sensitive. It's like a fun tickle.
Now, on to double penetration, boys. You see, sometimes when a woman has sex with more than one man, each man makes love to a different orifice.
That's right. It's something adults can do with really good friends in a comfortable setting.
It's also important that you understand why some people choose to urinate on each other.
Going number one or number two on your lover is something people might do, but you must make sure your partner is okay with it before you start doing it.
Okay, boys. Do you have any questions?
Great fucking intro song, if I do say so myself. I like how I take credit for it, as if I helped Lemmy write this whenever it was released fucking 30-something years ago at this point.
I'm just waiting for them to discover that you're using it.
Screw you, man. I would love that, too, because then Lemmy would hear the show and he'd be like, this is the funniest motherfucker on the face of the planet. I hope he uses more of Motorhead's music. God, it's good, though. I think it's used lately in a credit card commercial or something like that, so I'm not so happy about that part. Yeah. But it is, I respect how much this has warped the song's meaning in my brain. Like, whenever it actually comes on, was it Ozzy's Boneyard on Sirius, and I hear this riff, I'm like, oh, my show's about to begin.
Yeah.
Such a cunt. Everything's about me. Oh, my God. Oh, this station of ours. I was walking by the master and command room, as I call it. I think it's called the command center, which is pompous and douchey sounding. But that's where, in the public access station, where I do my show of the utmost renown, where anyone can do a show if they take $180 worth of lessons over the span of 6 weeks. But whatever. I like to think I'm here for a reason. That reason being I suck. And Howard's just grinning. Yeah, we air some weird things on the TV wing of this place. We do radio here. We do multiple TV stations as well. And I can't tell you how often it's just a scary bearded brown motherfucker on one of those TV monitors. There was one as I was going to take a piss today. It just looked like 5 seconds before the scimitar comes down and Daniel Pearl's head rolls off. But he wasn't wearing a mask, so I guess there wasn't any sort of ransom and death to Israel message contained in what I was watching.
It was a peaceful message this time.
Exactly. Maybe he was doing a cooking show. We have a lot of those, too. If we can mix the odd-looking ethnic people in the cooking show, we can... It's called Synergy.
This is a highly international area. I mean, your nemesis in the station. I mean, where do you think she's from?
She's a Chinese national.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now she's a Chinese national. I can sense it from her, like, robotic... duty to radio and just how she comes in and performs this task over and over. Not like a human being, but a highly trained insect. And I saw her name, too. It's like Xiu or something. X-I-H-U-X-H-I-U. One of those things that's Chinese.
But you truly do hate her just for her behavior. It really has nothing to do with her nationality.
No, I hate anyone that cock blocks me from this sweet station's access.
Yeah,
and this lady's in here all the... Like, I can't tell you how often... I don't actually hate her. I hate her blocking me and being in this station as much as me.
No, it's like, bullshit no one talks to her about. You can't book the studio for 6 hours straight.
Well,
that is
it's
a
her
dick move.
And some old black lady that does a gospel show that she will book it for the whole fucking day. And I'm like, are you getting in the kids' choir to sing for you? Why is this much time needed? And I fucking felt happy as shit. Howard and I were in here on Saturday, and someone had booked it 2 until 6. And we're in here about 2:30, and I walk in. I'm like, look, what's the usual wait time for just saying, fuck you, you've missed your reservation? And it was an older black lady in the back who didn't want to fucking boot the other old black lady. And she's like, well, I'm going to give her more time.
And I just turned to the white guy right behind her. And I'm like, hey, white guy who doesn't have a horse in this little mini race war by proxy, how long do you give him? And he's like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Book me for 4. Cut this bitch out of it. And Howard and I were in here for 20 minutes while you recorded, I don't know what songs. You were singing like, I Will Always Love You. It was literally just Howard's,
I was just screaming.
Howard's sing-song time for 20 minutes. And we did nothing productive. Other than teach that bitch, you don't make a long reservation because I'm going to take you out of it.
Wait, is she like in here doing a show? Is she like pressing the robes for her gospel choir?
I don't know what she'll come in here and she hasn't mastered the art of voice tracking. I think is when you do a show that appears in multiple markets at once. So I don't think she's a voice tracker, but whatever it is, when you walk in and you have your set list in front of you, and you just do 12 minutes of recording. They do this on Sirius all the fucking time. It's just a guy who walks in and he's like, hey, here's the next hit from Ozzy. This is, I don't know. This is literally an Ozzy song called I Don't Know. So I realize I whiffed
on
that.
Crazy Train.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, okay, Ozzy with Crazy Train. He doesn't then sit there and play fucking Crazy Train. He waits 3 seconds so you can see the little beat where he'll insert Crazy Train, the MP3, you come back, it's like, that was Ozzy with Crazy Train. Doesn't he rock good, folks? Up next is Meshuggah, and then it's just whatever the next track is. You're supposed to do 12 minutes of audio recording. You're in, you're out. And I think she comes in here and literally puts on these old fucking records or whatever the hell old media this broad calls her material from.
I mean, you got to understand, man, you're in a public access world here. So people are going to do it like an old school DJ and they're going to have a religious experience like while they're wasting your precious studio.
You're an old school DJ. You would be like contacting CBS, telling them how much coke they owed you to play the next fucking ELO record and then fucking one of your station fans while you toss on Stairway to Heaven to buy you 17 minutes so you could get head and take a nice shit. That's how it works in the day. That's what radio used to be. If you want the religious experience,
the glamorous
that's it.
Days.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I came really hard, babe. I shook something loose.
Oh my God.
Why don't you ski that? Here's some station t-shirts. Yeah. A bumper sticker. Tell him no one rocks like the Eagle.
He's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of listening, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I haven't done the introductions yet. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Howard Heasy. I forgot to say your real name. I remember to say your alias. That's how the English language works and all of its intricacies.
Wait, I want an alias.
No, fuck it. Actually, Fine. Put out your real name so you can get hits. You're not like Howard dodging a sex offender pass that you don't want people to Google up.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, exactly. We also have Irina Classy. That's your Facebook handle if people want to stalk you.
Oh, yeah, please.
Irina Classy Davinsky. That's
yeah,
how you pronounce
job.
Everything, right?
I was waiting for you to, like, butcher it, but that was
good. Good. You can get a hold of me via inpapasbasement.com. That's got links to my Twitter, which is at Papa's Basement, my Facebook, which is facebook.com/Papa's Basement. It's got every episode of this show uploaded to it. If you get into the show and you're like, shit, I want to listen to more, don't tweet me and be like, how do I find more episodes? Because I'm telling you right now, you dunce. You go to inpapasbasement.com and they're all there. And you just hit the play button or you download them via iTunes. And that link is also at inpapasbasement. If you want to get a hold of these two via Twitter, Howard has his...
I'm at epexegetical.
Yeah, his handle that just doesn't count. Your handle's like a fucking router password.
Yeah, no, I've encrypted my...
A4 question mark... .. uppercase L.
Like, nobody will ever find this
yeah,
out.
Exactly. It's horrible. Whatever. God bless you. You're still on my show.
My Twitter handle is just a big joke anyway.
What is your Twitter handle?
It's at Girl Knows Sports.
Girl Knows Sports.
That's
And
the
why
funny
is it a big
part.
Joke? You worked at me or worked with me at the sports station.
Yeah.
In theory, we knew about sports.
In theory.
I liked football season because that was the one time of year I really did know my shit. I'm
me
like, yeah,
too.
I can hang with the big boys. And then college basketball rolls around and people are talking about schools I think sound made up. Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Go to profootballtalk.com. What did the Redskins do, you know, like
in March. That's what I'm fascinated by. Yeah.
All the other sports, I'm like, the ball is shaped weird. What's happening here? Like, are we still throwing the pointy thing around?
There you go. Man. That's a girl knowing sports.
Yeah.
She knows something gets thrown around.
You people are the bane of my existence.
Yeah, you're just one of those sport jackathon types. You would have loved JFK, other than the mediocre pay and the horrible everything.
I like the NFL, but I just hate how much people get obsessed over a sport that only happens 16 times a year.
I hate fantasy football. I don't get people into that.
So I guess you don't want to join my league.
No, I don't.
All right.
And it sucks because there's a couple guys. Who is it? Real Nick Lamb on Twitter is constantly like, "Hey, you want to join my league?" And I'm like, sure.
"I didn't know you asked you already because I was coming here today to talk to you about it." It's like, "Oh, never mind."
A bunch of people ask. A lot of people. That's one of the few perks in how I actually know people listen to the show. I'm left alone a lot on Twitter, and it's a lot of just DMs like, "Hey, show me your tits, girl." That's really what I use it for. Right. That's just keeps it real here.
Wait, does she ever actually show you her tits? Because what?
I don't know. It could be a stock Google Images photo of tits. What the fuck would I know? But sure. It's like, hey, thanks for being a fan.
Who are those girls?
Want to support your team? The answer is angels sent from heaven who do the Lord's bidding.
Heaven behind a dumpster. Yeah.
But, I get all kinds of invites for Google Plus when that first came out. I can't tell you how many guys who don't tweet me would just tweet me and be like, "Hey, you want a Google Plus invite?" I'm like, "Sure, I guess. I don't really care." Well, you're giving me the finger.
I've never used it.
I know. So. What is Google Plus? I got
it. It was
their
attempt at knocking off Facebook.
Okay. Has it failed?
It fails a strong word. I don't really know of anything Google doing is being able to fail. They are evil. Yeah. Skynet.
They will one day
kill John Connor.
Hey, they're in my mother's womb. You watch your mouth.
Who, Google?
Yeah.
Or Skynet?
Skynet probably is too. I don't know. But I know Google's owned by a Russian.
As soon as the merger happens,
exactly.
Definitely they'll be ruined by Russians.
Yeah.
We run everything.
But what the fuck were we talking about? I was just watching a lady
football
outside taping up a sign, Miriam, the program director around these parts. And that's how ADD I am. I was just like, move away from the door. I don't want you hearing me say fuck so you know that this isn't a recording that'll ever go out on your airwaves. Because technically, I probably shouldn't be making these.
She probably just taped up the no food or drink sign while I have like an open container.
Oh,
here.
Just passive aggressively being a dick to all of us chugging our water bottles and coffee. And
hey, I follow the rules.
Funyuns.
I'm empty-handed here. Let the record show.
You are a good little boy like that. I just wanted to turn to you two for a second and be a dick and be like, oh, I actually didn't start the recording. Just, I don't know why that popped in my head.
That would have been terrible. I was just going to offer Harold a cookie.
Howard's just kind of looking around like, are we on candid camera?
Wait.
What?
These are not on.
We're recording. Recording on two devices.
All right.
Don't worry.
Almost
I was saying it'd be a dickish joke. Oh, it's happened before. One time, Will and I are about 10 minutes into the rhythm of a night show where you're sleepy, but yeah, you kind of get things rolling. And then I'm like, oh, we have to do the intro and everything after that intro over again because I didn't record shit. Oh, my God.
Gotta keep on top of those things.
Oh, I thought you said I got a booger. I was about to do the probe. I have my first ear hair.
Ew.
I know. It's just I've officially gotten into old man territory. I remember when I was about 20 and I had to start shoving clippers in my nose to keep that in check. And a lot of guys still haven't embraced that yet.
Wait, but
I'm only looking in your general direction.
No, like I do that.
Grew out over here from your nose.
Well, no, that's how
pointing
mustaches
to your
work.
Goatee mustache combo.
I get jokes that work on radio with their visual element. I've had to trim the nose hair for a while now, and I can accept that because people have nose hair. It's not everyone needs to clip it to keep it from coming out, but I realize more guys than not actually do have it coming out and just don't address it.
I'm going to out with it. I've clipped my nose hair before.
I've been with girls recently that probably needed to do their nose hair cleaning, and I'm just like, yeah, okay. You can shave your badge start to finish, and yet you can't do 30 seconds of scissor work. All right.
You whatever. Don't see that thing all the time when you're applying 5 layers of foundation. I mean,
yeah, yeah. That one kind of took me aback, but you roll with it. But
last time I went to, this is going to sound very Jeff Goldblum and the Fly, so I'm just going to roll with the Brundlefly thing here. For the past couple years, maybe once a year, I'll get a random like Rapunzel hair coming out of my earlobe that's 4 inches long, just mutant. You can tell these are the same cells that one day are going to put a tumor inside my belly and kill me. And I pluck it, and it's gross and long. I'm just like, thank God that was just this freakish thing, and that's not where ear hair normally grows, and I'm fine.
Okay, like, how long is it? Like,
what, the ear hair?
Like,
or the Rapunzel hair?
The Rapunzel hair. Oh, my God, was like 2 inches?
2.5, yeah.
Good God.
No.
How do you not notice it all that time?
It's like a fine little hair. And because I'm not really looking at that part of my face. It's not long and jet black like the rest of my hair.
Is it hanging out of your ear, or is it curled up in there?
No, it's literally like where a Spanish baby would get its ear pierced when it's 4 months old. It's right out of the lobe, the base of the lobe, and kind of sticks right out like a cat whisker. Like, it would function the same way. If I put my head into a sewer tunnel, I would just twist my head around. I'd be like, oh, this is big enough to fit me because my whiskers aren't being pushed around.
All right. Do me a favor. The next time you get one of these,
bring it in or
don't pull it out. Just look up what the Guinness record is and just
It's
go
grotesque.
For it.
I mean, it's
go for it.
My old man had chest hair. He had nose hair and ear hair like a mother. But the ear hair was always on that. Whatever the nub is on the inside of your ear, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like girls that do anal on a first date get it pierced. That area, or just the little cartilage nub. It was all over that.
Oh my God,
so this was coming
know.
Out elsewhere, and I'm like, okay, that's an indicator probably of bad things to come, but I've still got a couple years left. You know, the hair is pulling back ever so slightly, not ever so slightly in the front, and on the sides, and I'm like, I'm still kind of holding this shit together. It's like Apollo 13 where they fix shit with duct tape and socks. I'm like, it's, you know what? I'll survive reentry. It's all good.
We'll get there.
Yeah, one way or another. But the other day I go to the barber and near the end of things, he just takes the scissors, puts them in my fucking ear where real ear hair goes and does snip, snip. And I hear actual blade hitting hair. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. There was actually something in there for him to notice. And I finally, like, spread my ear apart earlier today and saw what he was cutting. Just like the same way you would just put a mirror in between your legs checking
yeah,
for roids or whatever.
I was
going to
say, you're like a girl checking out her vagina for the
exactly.
first time.
Exactly. It's really that. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, look at this hole in the lovely folds. So I'm going to call Arena around. Howard, you can sit tight. I don't need to. I see you too much for this shame. But I'm going to pull off my headphone, at least on the right ear, and I want you to come around.
Oh, my God.
Because I saw one hair, and it's exactly that kind of bristly fucking cut from the circuit board. Gina Davis finds it and wonders what's wrong, Jeff Goldblum, 45 minutes into the Fly type hair shit.
Oh, my God.
You walk around,
all
tell
right.
me just how many there are, how bad it is, because not going to lie, I took the scissors and kind of did what I could, but I also didn't want to deafen myself, so I didn't get so close. So Arena's walking around the back of the console.
I'm really scared.
We're going to have the big reveal now. I'm taking off the right ear of my headphone, and I'm going to spread my ear's ass cheeks to show her the bristle.
Oh, my gosh.
Here it comes. How much is there?
There's nothing in there.
No, there's one like little black bristle of something.
Wait, turn your head. Turn your head. I guess.
Okay.
No, I really don't see anything, and it's like blonde in there. I was expecting
oh,
like
it's blonde
nastiness.
Ah, fine. And for the record, certify I'm clear on earwax, or am I not?
You are clear on the earwax.
I think your ear is still prepubescent. Like at this point.
I know. It's like a well.
I'm,
I can't
I'm
say
so.
That.
To me, the ear hair is like you need either a Porsche in the driveway. A six-figure income, or a wife already when the ear hair happens. Because
well, you got a little bit of time left, man. It sounds like you're close, but you're not there.
Yeah, I'm going to be poking holes in a bunch of rubber soon.
Oh, my God.
Just some young girl who thought she was having some lighthearted hijinks. All
condoms,
of a sudden, it's
what's
like,
that?
Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Trapped.
Bitch, you ain't fat. You pregnant. Oh, man.
Yeah, that just some dummy funny. Doesn't understand why she hasn't menstruated in 5 months.
Because that's what you would be stuck with for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Why ain't blood out my cooter hole none lately? Well, Charlena, let me tell you.
She's got to have like one of those two name things going on.
Charlena Lee.
Yeah.
Beautiful mountain princess.
From them Blue Hill Ridges.
What? That wasn't English. Blue Ridge Mountains.
Whatever.
Blue Hill Ridges. Whatever. I can't stay mad at you. You've certified at least one of my ears as pure of sin. I know I clipped something. I think you missed like a little, but at least it's not a fucking African, African rainforest. Or do they have rainforest too? I know South America's got the rainforest.
I'm no scientist, but I'm sure they must have some. They've jungle.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. Whatever they've got, they're burning the shit out of, too. They're murdering each other over diamonds in the ground. An actual tree sticking up. Holy crap.
Wait, there's diamonds in the ground in South America or South Africa?
South Africa, yeah. They got the whole blood diamond thing going.
I knew that. I was like, whoa, what am I doing here? Diamonds in the ground over there.
Oh, God. South Africa. That country, still the racism out of South Africa. Did you hear there's just some murdering... like guards shooting 80 rioting workers at some diamond mine a couple days ago.
I was not aware of that.
It's just, it's funny to me. I can't tell you how many shows.
How is that funny?
I just say things are funny and then I talk. I'm like, oh, remember Tony Scott? He killed himself yesterday.
Oh my God.
Hilariously. And there's nothing funny about that. The poor guy killed himself. And people try to say, oh, he did it because he had a brain tumor. That came out later, and now his wife is like, he didn't have a fucking brain tumor. I don't know what everyone's talking about.
ABC,
so we're back
like,
to square
issued
one.
Issued apology for reporting the nudes wrong.
Did they?
I was like, do you know how many
I
times
thought multiple sources broke the brain tumor story.
Do you have a brain tumor?
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
That would explain so very much. No. It's pushing on my underachievement center in my brain.
Pushing out that freak hairs.
Oh, yeah. So, Tony Scott. Here's what blew my mind. Didn't know he's Ridley Scott's brother.
Oh.
Thanks for the appropriate excitement there, movie buff friend.
I know. I'm like, who was Ridley Scott?
You reacted like I said, gnats fly.
I mean, I'm sorry, not to be an asshole. It's just like, so somebody else jumped off a bridge. Like, I thought this happens a lot. I realized
he's rich
famous,
and made movies we all see.
He's the last one he made. All I thought, honestly, was like, I haven't seen shit by him in a long time.
Oh, God, Man on Fire.
It's like, why did he do that, though? Because the only time people really like drive themselves to suicide, of course, like if they're really depressed or if they're on a lot of drugs. And he was like 68 and had like 2-year-olds.
Really? So he's fucking some new young tail?
The chick he's married to, they got married in 1994, mm-hmm. but they just had kids. I'm sure it was in vitro because they're twins. And that.
Yeah, exactly.
I just, without knowing a damn thing about this story,
he drove his little shit Prius to some California bridge and jumped off it.
That's probably why. He's like, why am I driving this Prius?
Oh, because he's, you know, Hollywood lefty pinko.
I just figured he made a recent pitch to, like, first the big studios, then he went to like some of the independent ones.
Fox
Searchlight. Like, we don't. Whatever crazy movie you're trying to make
can
here.
Can you give us Blade Runner 2?
Yeah, they're just like, get out of here.
They were
like,
working.
We'll be nice to your face, but we're not doing shit for you. And so he killed himself.
Well, he, from what I remember of his films, he did Top Gun in the day.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of the other big ones, but lately he just seemed like the poor man's current Ridley Scott. And current Ridley Scott's already like poor man's Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
So he's way down the totem pole.
Him and Tom Cruise were actually talking about making Top Gun 2.
Oh, geez.
Top Gunner.
Tom Gunner.
What would that sequel? I have not seen Top Gun since I was 8. I have maybe, I know the volleyball scene, which everyone makes fun of with Kenny Loggins doing Playing with the Boys.
Oh, right.
And it's just this fucking homage to sucking cock left and right. And really as a child that watched the movie, literally all I can recall is going to make me sound gay for like the second week in a row. All I can recall as I sucked on a cock was Tom Cruise in his underwear bent over a sink and his friend walks in or some like a commanding officer is like, Goose is dead. And I don't know if Tom Cruise replies, I know, or something. I just remember Tom Cruise in underwear hearing that Goose is dead. That's 3 seconds. That's what I can pull away from that
Wait,
movie.
You remember Tom Cruise in his underwear?
Yeah.
I think you might be gay.
I might dabble.
Yeah. You can't get guys pregnant, by the way.
I've heard that.
Because being Korean, my memory is the karaoke scene.
Oh, they sing "You've Lost That Loving Feeling," right?
Yeah. See, so like your theory would suggest that you are gay.
Or if we were really in Asia, sorry, that rubberin feeling.
You've lost that rubberin feeling.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now I'm just picturing red-faced Asians singing that drunkenly. I love that Asian and Indian gene. It's like one drink, face equals red. More so, I guess, with Asians. Indians just can't handle their booze. And I'm talking the type.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was dry. I took a road trip this summer, and I drove through Montana. Everyone was
Howie's
like,
backyard. He's got all kinds of kin folk.
Really? Reservation? Is that where you were?
I don't know. I went through the whole state, okay. And everybody told me not to stop at the Indian reservations. And I was like, oh.
Because you would slit your wrist within 30 seconds?
No, because they were like, they'll kill you. They hate white people. I was like, what? Are you serious?
Who hates us? We've done nothing to nobody.
I mean, I wouldn't go drinking at the bars on the reservations, but...
Are you going to get the Billy Bats treatment? That's what I picture, where they just shut the back door, and then Joe Pesci stomps his face in. Like, I didn't want to get blood on your carpet.
Yeah, I mean, it's really depressing.
Oh, it is.
Like,
really,
they call it the fourth world for a reason.
Jesus. So yeah. Even the African diamond miners are like, oh, those poor fucking Indians. Are they sending their blood diamond money to them?
Africa's sending
cents?
Aid to the reservations.
It would help, yeah.
Jesus, man.
It depends. I mean, like, if casino money's helped a lot in the last couple of decades, I'll say that. But still, like, it sounds
you would think, though. I've never heard of any sort of money-making opportunity where money is shared equitably. It sounds like it probably helped 10 Indians who then are just like, I'm better than this drunken red fuck in the gutter.
It depends on the tribe.
This is the thing. They redistribute, like, throughout the tribe, and yes, it gets lower the less, you know, you are, whatever, on the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually just released a statement because they're going to start taxing a bunch of these casinos. This one casino in Minnesota... This one tribe was like,
can the white man keep his cock out of nothing?
The chief, they make the highest paid person, the chief, makes like $1.6 million a year, and everybody else makes like around $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they spend all that money basically on booze. Like, that's what I hear. I'm not making this up. It's like,
well,
what I hear
course.
From people that live there.
If you're Indian, your budget is just booze and mescaline.
Oh my God.
And Lucky Strikes.
But the chief said, and in the article it said, quoted, like, he grinned while he said this, our reservation is 96% unemployed by choice. Like, that is just so messed up. Like,
and they just get their $80,000 check and that's
it.
I'm gonna keep it real. If I got an $80,000,
what the fuck would you want to do?
I'd be unemployed too.
Think I'd run around fucking unlocking people's doors if I already had $80,000? Oh my God, no. You scratched my car door. My lock worked better before.
What? Are you? Oh, I love this area. Love it so much.
Oh, God. No, I mean, usually people are appreciative. You can tell the people who are just, like, thankful to get into shit and thankful you did a good job versus those who are just like, this wasn't here before. Who's your insurer? Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
How about I can make a copy? You know what? I won't even make any locksmith-based threats because my legal counsel over here told me I shouldn't say any of that shit because I was going to make a joke about making copies of people's keys and doing things in their house.
Feces
things.
Oh my God.
But you know what? That's just a joke. And I've never done that. And I never would because I have to stay licensed. And they scan my fingerprints when they do that. And I'm clear legally, so ha-ha, it's just a joke. I will say that again, just a joke. End aside. All right, one of you guys hop on it for 5 seconds. I need to get some water.
You're too much of a pussy to do anything anyway, I think. That's what I would say.
I've never been so pissed. I'm like, I would risk my income source to spite this one asshole for 5 seconds. For some reason, there's certain parts of my brain where I do process consequence, and money is just one of them. Maybe the only one. I'm like, this would affect future income streams. Like, look at me. I'm like, do I want to be a fat slob? No, but that donut's delicious, and I want to make it poop. Boom, and it's in my face hole. But money, even since I was a kid and I'd work with my dad, I was in bank vaults from the age of 10 around sums of tens of thousands of dollars. I never took it because I understood in the long run that money will disappear, and by killing my dad's income source and taking what little money our family had left to buy cigarettes for my dad in the pokey so he didn't get fucking sodomized, I would ruin everything. Right. Same with my locksmith income might not be the best, but if I throw it away by busting into someone's house and hog tying them while I shit inside their kitchen sink and say, this is what you get.
It might not look so good on your Angie's List review.
Exactly. So I can keep my pants on and the keys in the customer's hands out of my own. So yes, Howard, you were saying?
It is so hard to be nice to people sometimes.
Yeah. It's much easier when they're paying you.
Yeah.
I can take a lot of abuse when I'm paid. That's why I don't get how slavery worked.
Wow. So.
Yeah.
So you talked about rape, slavery, Indian reservation.
Speaking of slavery, I'm in the middle of watching my friend's horrible fucking dog. Do you guys, and this is just the result of a friend asks you months in advance. Again, this is dealing with my brain not being able to put two and two together. It's like, yeah, future John will do that. He won't mind. And it's like, no, future John's not a different John. He's you. And if she asked you to watch the dog tomorrow, you'd be like, fuck that. I want to sit around and jerk off and not watch your dog.
Yeah. I want to kill my keyboard tomorrow.
Exactly. I want to gum it up something fierce. That L key had a little too much spring left in it yesterday. Let's see if we can fix that.
Let's make that one stick.
Yeah. Exactly. So I turn on the laptop and it's just space button, hold down. space. So I'm in the midst of just having to deal with me writing another one of those checks that my ass didn't want to cash, which has been the hallmark of my life and kind of how I do anything. That's really how I write it off, because like a serial killer, I just have these habitual patterns I want to enact over and over. And typically it's like, I want to go home. I want to stare at my computer. And if I take a break from staring at my computer, it's to stare at a TV screen or to go to the gym for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't want to do much else. So that pattern does need breaking up because it's not particularly healthy, but I don't like having it broken up. And I do things like my mom back in the day would be like, hey, you want to go to this concert with me? And I'm like, sure, I'll see Dolly Parton with you. And sometimes it pans out okay, like the Dolly Parton concert or a Willie Nelson concert. And it's like in my backyard at the Patriot Center. It's a great show. All the gays in attendance kind of make me laugh and chuckle.
Dolly does have a sweet rack.
Yeah, I'd still TF Dolly like a motherfucker. Anyone who says they wouldn't is a liar.
She probably sleeps hard now that she's old.
I wouldn't do anything down there with Dolly, and I might not even penetrate. I might just slide it in to say I've inserted inside Dolly Parton. She's hit that age where I don't think she could take a hard, youthful fucking. And I'm older, but compared to Dolly, I would be like a 16-year-old getting his first piece of poon.
What is your logic about that? Like, she can't take it like it's just her vagina's closed up. Like,
I think there would be lubrication issues, so you might have to do the prison loving. Like, you know, the sisters raping Andy Dufresne, where it's like, and then put it on your rod beforehand. Also, they make a device called vaginal mesh to just hold in women's boxes when they get older.
I had no idea what that was. Why
that
do
shit
you know
prolapses that? Like a gay's rectum after a hard week on Fire Island. Like, an old woman's vagina can just fucking slide out.
Oh my god, everything just gets worse and worse.
Exactly.
I keep learning, like, the terrible things that are gonna happen to me as I keep getting older.
Like the end of Ace Ventura where they turn around Sean Young and she's got that poker from the backside. That's what the front side can look like on an older woman. And I wouldn't want to do that to the woman who wrote and performed Jolene and sang it so sweet-like. I've got better things, yeah, than to make her sprout a tail out the wrong side. And conversely, getting, well, I shouldn't say conversely, also getting head. Head from Dolly Parton. She's just getting old at this point. You'd be looking down at a lot of wig work, a lot of women can show age in the shoulders. People just show age in the shoulders in general.
What?
Just saggy, sloping meat. There's a youthful, proud.
It disturbs me you've thought about this so much.
I don't know. It's not like I'm thinking on the fly. This is just what my brain is good at, I suppose. But you're looking down. It's going to be wig. It's going to be crinkled forehead. And worst of all, the veiny old woman hand.
Oh,
just wrap it around your shaft. That's like a hand that should be grabbing candy out of a dish and giving it to a grandchild, not wrapped around a cock doing auxiliary shaft work. But tit fucking.
She's probably got like the arthritis.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I can't grip too good now, honey. Especially the right hand, the guitar hand. Like, maybe the left one.
5 minutes of like wrist work at most.
Yeah. So the tits, however, those are going to be 20 years old at most. She gets those things rotated like tires.
Right.
You have to get them done every 10 years, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 10 years. At worst, these are 2002 tits. They're from a post-9/11 world. And you just mash those together, especially like if you don't want to see her old person arms wedging them together. You just grab them yourself. And you just look at the, I was going to say, look at the poster above her bed. Like she's a fucking 16-year-old you're screwing. I don't know what you'd look at. I guess
yeah,
look
she's
down
got a poster of like a hot chick.
Exactly.
Her bed.
Yeah. She just has her old childhood bedroom, the Farrah Fawcett poster, because she used to les out as a kid. I guess you'd look down at the tits. I would assume even the areolas are a little fucked at this point. Just what, even if they've been tightened up, the nipple themselves might be pointing down.
It's been a long time since I've thought about her areolas.
Dolly Parton's,
it's been about 20 years.
Well, I don't know how big they were to begin with. I know a white chick who doesn't have big boobs is not going to have big areolas, but she's put so much silicone in, especially if they were natural to begin with and kind of large, which I think they were. I think she had maybe a full C, small D to begin with, and then she just went comical with it.
She got in on this act like when the surgery was in its early stages, right? So she's probably got some scars that modern like fake breasts don't come with anymore. Because I think they've really worked on like hiding the scar. And she started at a time when maybe not so
To this day, they can do some. Have you ever seen Tara Reid's tits?
Oh.
Yeah.
They fucking sawed her nipples out. Like a kid working a jack-o'-lantern.
Did she, like, get her boob job in, like, a back alley in Mexico or something?
It's like, exactly, those fucking shady Brazilian doctors you hear about that just have fucking construction-grade caulk and an X-Acto knife and the same thing, you know, the baster for your turkey for Thanksgiving. And she's like, hey, you want a bigger ass? Bend over. 10 pesos, whatever they use down there.
I mean, I don't know what people. It bothers me when, like, I hear about discounts on surgery. Because even with, like, LASIK, I heard this on the radio yesterday. Somebody advertising, like, get 50% off LASIK. I'm like, I don't think I want that doctor.
Fuck no. He's already in dire straits. He probably had his goddamn fingers busted by the guys he owed money to. I wouldn't trust that fucker for shit. I wouldn't let him be player two in my video game.
So she probably found a
couple. How little I trust his hands. I mean, she might have had the best of the best back then.
Dolly did. The toggle.
Tara Reid, yeah, she probably, knowing what a dirty whore she is, she saw through that American Pie money fast. Or she got him pre-American Pie. I don't really know. I never saw the fuss about her.
No, I didn't either. I think because she just drank a lot, people were like, "What? Where is she passed out today?"
That's kind of what they kept up with. Yeah, she's just kind of a tabloid thing now. She posed for Playboy, and it was really gross because she looks decent in that Playboy spread. And I got off. It was like last year it came out. And I got off to it. And as soon as I came, I was filled with like real shame. Like I haven't been filled with.
You?
I'm ashamed I know that now.
Exactly. No, I finished and I'm like, that load was a lie. I know what you really look like. And not that you'd say no if you saw her in person, but every guy is fucking Hugh Hefner when it comes to porn. That's the problem with porn. It so divorces you from the reality of what you can pull. And it's like, why the fuck am I dealing with women? Look at this. This is literally my ideal woman, and she's naked in my face.
Speaking
and I'm getting off to it.
Speaking of Hugh Hefner, every night I see he's like tweeting, we're going to get a snack and catch up on The Bachelor, or the girls and I are getting a snack and we're going to watch 3 hours of The Housewives. Like, I mean, that's like stuff my grandma does. Who are these? Why are these 21-year-old girls like hanging out? I mean, I know why.
It's
but...
this weird status thing to fuck you. Girls can put up with older dudes. Now, not that old. Like, that's creepy old. A chick who's like 20-something would be okay even with like a 50-year-old. Hugh's got no virility left, though. He should be tweeting like, made a firm poop. My mush tasted good today.
Made a solid.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking it just rattled around. You know, when poor Bob Cratchit is rattling that last piece of coal in his tin to show he's poor during the wintertime. That's what it sounds like when a little turd works its way out of Hugh's asshole.
I think it's part of the American dream for like a lot of women. If I were in that position, I would want to be the next Kendra. I would say, you know what? This is probably worth it because like I could be
if
her.
You're Hank Basket, how do you ever fucking take your wife seriously?
Know.
I would be all right with it. Good for him, man.
Because she's Kendra? Because she's achieved what she's achieved? Which, why? I feel so dirty. Like, those fucking words just came out of my mouth.
I would ride those coattails.
Or just because you like her looks. Because personally, to me, Kendra in the face, not unattractive by any means, but very plain Jane. Like, literally just fucking fake tits and not being fat.
Speaking of fake tits and no talent ass clowns, my grandma picked up this magazine the other day. And she
goes, it's Kim Kardashian's Beach Body. I love Kim Kardashian from the front so much.
My grandma goes, that's disgusting. What's happening here? And she's like, Ned doesn't know what a boob job is.
Yeah.
And she's joning on Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, I think, actually has a pretty tasteful tit job.
Around if you guys wanna... like, I know. They did a good job.
I like him, yeah. But the beauty of hers... she wasn't small up there to begin with. She probably went from like a small C to a small D, which no one's going to notice the difference. Probably feels pretty real, too. Howard's just looking at this.
I'll watch that show.
I know what you're going to say next.
It.
What?
Like, you're going to complain about her ass again. And this is where I tell you, like, there's no such thing as too big an ass.
Check out the chick on the back.
Hold on. I'm flipping through. Is that Stacey Keibler or Kim from Dancing with the Stars, Kim Johnson?
How do you know all this?
I'm reading the names right now. I'm not some fruit that knows this shit. Oh, Sierra, I'd bang that. Allie Landry, that's good looking.
Oh, she's still hot?
She's still hot.
Damn.
I think she's had like 2 kids, too.
Oh, yeah, she's pumped them out. She's still holding it together. Ooh, it's Pauly D.
Wait, is Allie Landry the one that was married to Mario Lopez for like a minute?
I believe you're correct.
That is correct.
Wow, nice. Ah, Megan Fox, good. Horrible tattooed Megan Fox.
The Dictator comes out today. So excited.
Oh, on What's It DVD.
Yeah.
I like how I said What's It as if I was reaching for a movie title. I'm reaching for an entire format. Sorry, I'm staring at pussy. There's Kimora Lee. Kimora's still great for her age, but why settle for... why ever utter that statement? Why, unless
just
you're married
for
to
age.
It? Yeah, just be like, I want someone who looks great. Fuck it. Marissa Miller, who insists on saying those are real. No way those are real.
We had that poster in the green room of Marissa Miller.
Yeah, like, oh yeah. As like the old fucking USO style picture. Yeah, she's just mashing her teats
she
together.
Is crazy hot.
She's great looking. I think I actually took a call from her in the green room.
Oh, really?
And we waved her off. Yeah, it's just like, sorry, we're not doing you on the show today. Bye. Oh, like, that's the only time in life I'll ever get to reject that woman.
Oh my
god! Were you really just trying to lower her self-esteem so you could like?
Yeah, exactly. I was doing as the pickup gurus call them, neg hits, where you tell a 9 or 10, you know, like, oh, nice chipped nail polish, and then they are sucking your cock 5 seconds later.
Your hair's
shattered. Yeah, that was like always the dumbest concept from pickup, where it's like, if a girl's too hot, tell her the one thing that's wrong with her, and she'll love you because you're the only guy not licking her ass. In no way is it weird that you just walk up to a stranger and say, hey, I can tell that your one sock is mismatched or whatever.
If some dude came up to me and said any of that stuff, I would just be like, go F yourself, because obviously that's what you're doing.
It's just creepy.
Yeah.
It's so much of that shit was just creepy,
that
weird stuff.
That guy whose show that was creepy.
Oh, no. It wasn't style. It was mystery.
Yeah.
The mystery
like,
method.
Any guy with a stupid nickname like that? No. I don't know how he's getting laid. Like, who are these girls?
He's just...
I think the girls he was banging
their
were
whole
like
tactic,
post-tranny.
So many of those guys, their whole tactic was to be a fake rock star and live in L.A.
Yes.
And so girls would just be like, what band are you in? Like, I'm not in a band. And it's like, oh, well, I've already had like 8 drinks and I don't want to drive. So
it's the Boomhauer rule.
So they'd
just play the odds.
I want to come out with it first, but are you in a band?
Yeah, that's it. There was one, like, what's his face? Mystery's cohort style. People used to fuck him because they thought he was Moby. What a great look to rock, by the way. I look like a little fucking chemotherapy patient. Suck my cock.
I look like I've had AIDS for 10 years.
Yeah. Remember that song? What was it? East Side, South Side, North Side, West Side? What the hell is that one?
South Side.
South Side.
It was South Side.
Remember when I did that? Yeah. So there you go. But after we get out of here, I'm going to please don't flip that magazine.
Sorry.
I can hear it.
Yeah, I know.
And if
I
can hear it, the listener can hear it. Just destroy the illusion. We'll do that later. Don't worry. But I have to go and fucking dog sit. And it's not even, I hate enough that I have to drive to this place multiple times a day because that's inconvenient. But this is the shittiest fucking dog on the face of the planet. Like, I despise this dog, man.
Who are you dog sitting for?
My friend. I won't say her name. Well, I don't think she listens, so it's like my friend Kelly.
Friend? Wink?
Oh, it's not wink, wink. I keep my cock out of Kelly. We're actually friends. So, one of those rare deals with a woman. Anytime anyone's like, oh, I have this opposite gender friend, I'm like, oh, you mean someone who is lurking in the wings to fuck you when you're drunk and feeling down. I get you. Yeah, I know how friendship works between the genders. I've had far more female friends that I have fucked than I haven't. I'll put it that way.
So if you're not fucking her, is she paying you in other ways?
You know what? She gets me a lot of contracts with her business.
All right.
So I do a lot of lock work with her. She's made me several thousand.
That's understandable.
At this point. Yeah. So if she wants me to burn $50 worth of gas going back and forth for a week, several times a day to deal with her horrible fucking Dalmatian that's missing all its teeth except for one that's at a 45-degree angle coming out of the front of its fucking mouth.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It looks like an ogre from a Disney cartoon. It's just got the most busted choppers, and it was like beaten savagely.
Oh my god!
By a male. It's a rescue.
Oh.
So if I even talk loudly around it, it just hides under the pillows.
Did you know it was a rescue when she asked you to look at
it? Oh, I've dog sat it before.
Oh, you knew
the second time I've dealt with this damn dog.
Okay.
Yeah, the first time it was so fearful of me, I had to choke it just to get it outside to walk it, where it would never shit for me. I'd take it inside, be back 4 hours later. I supposedly have 8 hours of clearance with this dog, so I check in at, like, I don't know, 9 a.m., 5 p.m., and then kind of when we go to sleep. And without fail, it's shit 4 or 6 hours into it.
While you're cuddling, sleeping with the dog, yeah, he's, like, shitting on you.
I never even make it to the 8 hours because I'm like, well, if I do that, I'm just asking for it. You know, it's right. Like a girl wearing a short dress and walking through Harlem at night. What do you want? Okay, no love for that one.
Harlem's a pretty nice neighborhood now. You shouldn't.
Yeah, no.
Oh. All right.
Dated reference. I'm
1960s afraid. Negro Harlem. There. You happy? Take Spanish Harlem if you want. You'll get raped in either, girls. So the dog will shit on the carpet, piss on the carpet. I'm mopping it up. I'm taking the paper towels and getting this log, which is nothing but her food pellets because she can't chew them because she has no teeth. So his food pellets turn brown and gum together. I'm like, how does the digestive system even do this? I got to clean that. The house reeks of ammonia. It just cowers from me because it thinks I'm going to savagely beat it for shitting everywhere. And I just stare at it. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem, dog? And then I take it out.
Shit.
It's got like a shot glass's worth of piss to actually make because it just took the massive piss on the carpet 5 minutes earlier.
It's like, now I'm good, Artie.
Yeah, exactly. A little late to the party, buddy. And it's just me coming 3 times a day picking up dog shit and piss.
Jeez.
And my reward was Kelly got a couple bags of Doritos and shit that I like, but I can't even eat it because the ammonia smells so strong it like gets into the food.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So I have to like walk out front and eat this shit like a squirrel on the doorstep.
Standing outside.
Yeah. In this lovely Latino neighborhood as they all sit on the corner looking for construction work. I'm not even joking about that.
Oh my God.
And I'm just sitting there eating my Doritos, trying to not think about the shit that was in my hands 30 seconds
actually,
earlier.
I need a duck built. Can you tell me? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I'll drive you by the place. Maybe they've already moved on at this point in the day, but at 10 a.m., the circle jerk was going strong.
I have a rule about dog sitting for anyone whose dog is bigger than mine and produces human-sized poos.
How big is yours? What do you have?
I have a French bulldog. He's like about 20.
Like a loaf
pounds.
Of bread. A big yeah. loaf of bread. Okay.
Yeah. Like he'll be like 32 pounds at the most.
Is that after Thanksgiving?
Well, no, he was 36 pounds
got
for
a big
while.
Xmas turd inside him.
But he's like almost 13, so he's.
Oh,
you're
he's doing what
down.
My cat is doing, where they're just yeah. wasting away. My poor cat's gone from like 12 pounds to 5.
Oh.
Looks like a cadaver with fur. Oh, it's the most depressing thing ever. God damn it. God, I fucking hate life. Just horrible.
Sorry, your cat's hating this too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to make a good joke.
Your cat's suffering too, John. You're not the only one suffering. She can feel using her animal powers, the same thing that lets them detect earthquakes early. She can actually feel the glacial growth of the cancer inside her tummy. So don't worry.
She can't hate you as much right now at her size.
Oh, God. Damn it. Life is horrible. Life is just horrible. Yeah, this dog's got all the life in the world with its one tooth and its fucking pebbly Flintstone shit that it takes. Ugh.
Oh my God.
Horrible. Horrible. What were we talking about dog sitting though? You brought up your dog for a reason. Oh, that was your rule.
That was, yeah, I just
gotta
don't.
Be smaller.
Yeah.
And I hate it because she has also this cool dog, or at least a better dog. I kind of hate it too. I fucking hate most dogs. If it's a loud dog or a scared dog, I hate it. I just need a quiet, chill dog. I like that.
That's how my dog is.
Yeah, they're okay. They come running. They're not up your ass every 5 seconds. She's got this little chihuahua that runs around and just barks and hops on your nuts and shit like that. But it's got more personality. And I'm sure it can't make a poop like this other one does. And if it pisses, you're talking just a little puddle. But she took that. And the last time I was here, she left her turtles up in the bathtub. So I could at least look at turtles for 5 seconds. And like, especially if you need to take a dump, you just look at the turtles in
what?
Front of you. And be like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Can't bring a magazine to bathroom like a normal person.
How often am I
going to
take a shit looking at two turtles frolicking in a tub?
Marine life.
Yeah, I felt kind of baller, you know? Like Michael, fucking Mike Tyson taking a shit while his tigers look on. Or Tony Montana, whatever you want to do. But this time I don't even have the turtles. I just got shitty Liberty the dog, the one-toothed dog.
I just all spit water everywhere.
That's okay. Just don't get it in the equipment. They won't notice.
Just a little spring.
Just cream. Been a long fucking week or two, man. Just...
So other than the dog, are you doing anything good this week?
No.
Dog
nothing
food,
good. Duty. We got the dog. I'll hang with you guys for a bit and write and things like that.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself is productive and good in my life, but I got nothing fun. I think I'm going drinking with a married friend a couple times this week. Brian Carr. I think Brian wants to get together for some reason.
Where the hell does he want to go?
I don't know.
Why are you bringing up that he's like described as the married friend? Like he has
he's a married friend because it means we're not going to like drink and holler at fat bitches at 2 a.m. or something like that. He's a respectable guy. He's a respectable Irishman who just kills a 12-pack in his house every other day and stays at home and doesn't drive drunk.
Hey, but, I'll go with you and holler at some fat chicks.
Yeah. Nice. Exactly. You're like, I don't care. Poon is poon. Good for you. Good for you. Well, did you guys want to talk about the official rape guy or legitimate rape guy? Or we can punch out. We've got like 53 minutes of show, I think. I'll tag on the intro, the outro. That buys us time. So whatever you want. I think so far it's been gold, but that's because I've talked a bunch.
Yeah.
So
my voice sounds so good.
It's my favorite kind of show.
I mean, I think that's a whole nother bag. Like, you think we can knock that out in like 7 minutes? That's quite a bit of...
No,
I start it off.
But. We can talk about it. Maybe we save it for Saturday, but the hold on.
I don't know. Like,
turn my head to face my prep.
I honestly think it's going to be over by that. You think it's still going to be an issue by that point? Because I think that fool's just going to have to quit his race.
Well, they've already. He got in there. This is Republican Representative Todd Akin. I don't know what southern shithole he represents.
Missouri.
Missouri.
Quite,
some toilet.
Quite a shithole.
Yeah.
Technically not part of the South. They did not secede with the rest of the Union.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Missouri's nice. Like the redheaded stepchild of America. Like, nobody really... It's not the Midwest. It's not the South. It's not the North. Like...
It's the epicenter of creationism.
If you gave me...
Yeah, that's where they teach creationism.
Just a map of the continental United States with the little 48 state outlines, I probably would not come within 5 states of picking where the fuck Missouri is. Is it like to the left of Illinois a bit?
It's like,
yeah,
south. Right.
Is Illinois a state or a city?
It's right next to Kansas. Okay.
All right, Kansas. So bad places. Just boring places that I fly over every so often that I have no urge to go to. You can't even, like, get those. The one thing that the Midwest used to have going for it is if you were into, like, blonde and blue, it was still this, like, hotbed of Aryan purity. And now it's just a bunch of, like, Latinos moving in. And
nah, you got to go to Minnesota for that.
I guess so. Yeah. But even Minnesota is an actual bustling place. It has its cities, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, Minneapolis is a city.
Yeah, okay, around Minneapolis.
Twin Cities, that's about all you got.
St. Paul, yeah. Exactly.
I just spent my birthday there, actually.
Oh, nice.
What did you do wrong? Who was punishing you?
Well, I have some friends that live up there, and I was driving back from my cross-country road trip, and then I met my mom in Chicago the next day.
Does your mom live in Chicago?
No, she flew out there to hang out with me and go see drag queens.
What's it like to be so affluent and lefty liberal, seeing drag queens and visiting cities? Tell me. Oh my God, look at your diamond studded Star of David.
Blinged out, baby.
Yeah, holy shit.
Look at that. Definitely wore that on the reservation.
God.
I was like, you guys, we've suffered too. It's all good.
I think they just issue one of those when you move to Florida at age 70.
The Holy Land.
Exactly. Fucking Eastern Israel.
We've made it to Miami.
Or Western. God, I suck with geography.
This has been a horrible failure. Yeah.
It's like the less Jewish you are, the bigger your Star of David is, I've noticed.
Yours is tiny, so you're pretty Jewy.
I'm like the Jewess of the Jews. That's what my skirt is up above my waist.
That means you're a whore, not a Jew.
I don't like really Jewish women wear like head covers and like skirts down to their ankles. And, like,
oh, yeah.
And they can't even show their wrist.
And they don't have milk and meat on the same plate.
They have sex through a hole in the sheet.
Yeah. 80% of what I know about hardcore Jews is like jokes from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just various episodes where he's dealt with the hardcore Jews. But like, I'm not like you. I'm a lefty-leaning Jew. And yeah, that's his shtick.
It makes me wonder, do they have to like... How big is that hole? Is it just big enough for the penis? And do they wash it every time or do they reuse it?
Oh, that would be great if they just let it crust. It's just yellow.
Just a stiff sheet. It's like a wall at the end of the month.
Just like the rim of a giant's nose. Just yellow and crusty.
Sounds like your bed.
With mucus. Hey.
Hey.
My mom hammers the semen out of my sheets every week. Thank you very much.
Sounds like the door handle to your bedroom. Or out your bedroom.
I come into tissues. You know, just go on my hand and then smear it around like a murder victim.
Oh, my God.
Like somebody the fucking covered a Gothica smeared lettering. No.
Somebody's going to get pregnant in here.
Yeah, exactly.
If I could smell it.
Door handle in their twat, maybe. I mean, they scoot around on the floor like a dog with an anal fissure. Otherwise, I think they're okay. We take some measures in these parts. I think we can go out on that embarrassing part. Because, yeah, that Republican dude is, I guess that is a show unto itself. And Howie, I think maybe his initial comments will be kind of played out. But there will still be legs to this. Because it's now
we'll see.
Echoes of echoes of echoes.
It's possible. I think it could be a story still on Saturday, but I mean, if that dude resigns between now and then, I think it's going to be over.
Well, that's a story right there.
That is.
When he actually resigns,
Wait, I have a quick question, though. If legitimate rape shuts down your uterus from getting pregnant, can you start using that as a birth control
I was going to say, like, I would just fuck women with a ski mask on all the time.
Be like, honey, go get your ski mask. Yeah, I didn't pick
exactly.
up condoms.
Put in your fucking rape whistle.
All right, I think we're good on... We've offended everyone
now.
Do it
like an over-eager gym teacher. Shut both them pipes down hard. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. Again, you can reach me via Twitter at Papa's Basement, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement, most importantly at InPapa'sBasement.com. That's got archives of every show I've ever broadcast. It's got a bunch of my writing, which has slowed down recently because Google took a shit on my rankings. So I'm sick of writing for the same fucking 8 people that enjoyed my work in high school in the little kid paper. So I'm not so eager to do that right now. But hopefully Google gets their shit together. And I can pronounce Google without sounding like I'm choking on my own saliva. And yeah, maybe I'll do more at InPapa'sBasement.com in the near future. Arena, plug your Twitter again.
At Girl Knows Sport.
Thank you for joining.
I had an awesome time. Thank you for having
me. As did I. Right?
Always like a
that.
Pleasure.
You like that awkward silence afterward? Just let it die there. Howard,
you're welcome.
You are what again on Twitter?
Epexegetical. You guys know how to spell it.
Nope, none of us do.
Neither do I.
That's the beauty of it.
And that's the sad part. Yeah.
Now let's go get drunk and make some girls feel bad about their decisions.
Yay!
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation. Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.